The ECUC conference in San Diego. Now it's sunny.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day indeed. Brandy Stankovic, how are you, Brandy?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. You just got through doing a great presentation up there.
You rocked it.
You did. You did a very good job. Hey, and it was all about, gosh, leadership, transition, succession planning, and
yes.
But let's hear it from you. Give us a quick overview of what you just talked about.
Yeah, we talked about industry challenges, things that, I mean, the fact that the regulators are focused on risk-based capital or focused on financial performance, mm-hmm. obviously as an institution, we need to have those things in mind. No doubt about it. We're mm-hmm. running a business. Mm-hmm. But while that's occurring, we can't forget about some of the other things that are happening. Leadership dynamics, culture, succession. What does the future look like from mm-hmm. a softer side? Mm-hmm. And make sure we're nurturing that along the way. Mm-hmm. A perfect way to look at that is during a core conversion, right? So many times people, when they're in a core conversion, that's all we think about as core conversion.
Right.
Well, that's great. When you pop out of this in a year and a half, in 2 years, 2 years has gone by. You're 2 years older. It's like, mm-hmm. what have we done in the meantime for all those people that aren't involved mm-hmm. or continuing to serve our members in the best way that we can?
I took some copious notes during your presentation, and I have a whole bunch here on my handy dandy.
Hold me to what I said.
That's right. I got this here iPhone thingy. So you address some industry challenges
yes.
that we all know about, regulations, mm-hmm. but you brought up a couple of compensation plans and millennials. Can you address those real quickly?
Sure. So we talked about the risk-based capital and that, and then the fact that that CEO compensation incentive is usually based on financial performance mm-hmm. of the institution. Mm-hmm. So one of the challenges I had for the group today was to take a look at the other side. So how can we have a cooperative scorecard for our CEOs to look at how we're getting involved in the community, how we're getting involved in lobbying or in political advocacy, or just a broader scope besides just entirely a performance metric of ROA and capital.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just making sure that we hold our CEOs to the same standard that we want in growth for the institution.
Okay. Very cool. Now, you gave one example up there about Wells Fargo's similarity to credit unions.
Yes.
And I went, what? It was their strategy. And in that, I thought you were going to say something completely different, but you really caught me off guard. I'm sure everybody else in there was like, huh?
Yeah.
So can you expand on this for a little bit?
Sure. Obviously, everything that's happening with Wells Fargo, it's been in the news. And so I went out and did some research on what's happening in their strategic plan. And they're, because being a publicly traded company, a lot of their information is much more available.
Yep.
And so one of their strategies, they have a very clearly stated buy, take, build,
mm-hmm.
right? So buying through mergers, taking through, stealing the businesses, the relationships that we have, maybe at our credit unions,
mm-hmm.
and then building cross-selling and that type of thing at the institution.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you think about it from a growth standpoint, everybody in credit union land is doing about the same thing.
Right.
And we were laughing inside about the fact that we might say it a little softer.
Right.
We're much sweeter in our delivery. But it's essentially the fact that that's the only way to grow
mm-hmm.
is to do organic growth through cross sales, to go out and do some merger and acquisitions, or to find new opportunity emerging markets.
Man, that cuts to the core right there.
It is what it is. And
yeah.
So Wells Fargo has to grow and thrive in the same market that we do.
Yeah.
So our service delivery, our service excellence, as much as we say it is, needs to be on point, on fleek, they say.
Gotcha. I love that. It really caught me off guard. So, okay, this is an education-based conference, and these are all education-based credit unions here.
Yeah.
And you address some education industry challenges. Where do credit unions fit in here and with those challenges?
Well, in the case of the institutions that are here, their membership is primarily in the education market, right? But a lot of the challenges that universities all the way down to primary education are dealing with are very similar to the things that we're dealing with because they're serving people.
Mm-hmm.
Any
mm-hmm.
institution that's serving people is going to feel the challenges that people feel.
Mm-hmm.
So from student loans to security and housing and budget, anything having to do with finance,
mm-hmm.
Our members are feeling that we can serve them.
Right.
But also in the having to do more with less. Teachers these days are having to do more and have less resources.
Yeah.
The budgets are less, the people are less,
mm-hmm.
and the classroom sizes, they want to be smaller, and yet they aren't necessarily given this abundance of free-flowing, resource or money and that type of thing. So it's being the best that we can be, energizing, giving the tools that we can
right.
build. And so partnering with your institutions, whether it's for financial literacy or in this capacity, because we're serving at a membership level, I mean, anything we can do, education is part of a community,
mm-hmm.
and we serve the community in the same way.
Right. And I was looking at it like, gosh, if you can introduce credit unions to even kids in elementary school, especially high school and middle school, even college, when you're getting
yeah.
your first credit card,
totally.
That type of stuff, what an ideal opportune time for an education-based credit union to be right there in front of their face.
In a relationship for life.
Yep. Indeed, indeed. All right. Now, here's some fun stuff here.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about what is service excellence. And you gave the example of the beer can tree. Holy, yes. What's going on? Where's the connection?
It's a shout out to Grandma, and she created a beer can tree, and it was talking the story about the UPS gentleman. It was coming to our house, and I have a beer tree, and he left a note because I hadn't had it out. And it was essentially the story that I share for anybody that has seen a presentation of mine or heard me share that story. It's just the idea that I created a relationship with the UPS delivery person based on a Christmas decoration, a very cool Christmas decoration made out of beer cans. But nonetheless, it was on that. It had nothing to do with shipping, and my relationship with the shipping organization changed.
Okay.
And so one of the things that I say is that I won't do a business with another shipping company, and it has nothing to do with shipping. It has
loyalty?
Everything to do with that relationship and loyalty and that experience. So,
the credit union connection.
So as far as credit unions are concerned, it's really about the relationship that they can have with those members, the experience that they create, and that it's more than just products or services, because we can get those products and services at Wells Fargo, at Walmart, at your Starbucks app, anywhere at this point.
All right. Well, last one, really funny. Well, it was funny, but it was very different. It's called the dad bod metaphor. And let's hear about this. I mean, it was really funny when you presented. Then you really explained yourself and went, oh, I think a lot of eyes and a lot of people went, oh, I get it now. So what's going on here? Hey, look at that. It's time to go.
The two are already ready. We just finished another Ready for More. The dad bod is this concept. For anybody that hasn't heard of it, go out there and give it a Google. But dad bod is this idea that once people become a parent, they can just like let their body go. And it's this funny thing of dads dancing. But my challenge to people in that is to not let everybody just get fat and happy and just hang out. That we have to continue to strive to get better.
Complacency gets us all.
See executives just get lazy somewhat, or just comfortable, I should say, and saying that, I'm just going to ride this out till retirement, or I'm good, I'm making plenty of money, not going to shake anything,
right.
I'm going to do what the boss needs, just get done. And that's not what's going to drive us forward. That's not going to make us the best that we can be. We have to be out there and not accept mediocrity, not accept dad, but not celebrate it by any means, and get out and challenge our executives to be the best.
You mentioned hunger in that as well. There's a hunger, there's a drive that you want to continue to be better. Mm-hmm. How can credit unions keep that hunger?
Yeah, and it's really that challenge of the young leaders, that it's not about somebody's age. It's entirely about somebody's hunger. If they want it, they'll show you they want it. Mm-hmm. Like that book, He's Just Not That Into You. Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to go on a date with you, you'll know, right? If somebody wants to work for you and be a part of it, they'll be there. Mm-hmm. And that's who you want to reward and celebrate and be in the organization, because they'll energize the rest of us to it.
And that kind of segues me into the train the puppies example that you gave as well, or step.
Can
you
just pull all my tricks out?
I'm trying. I don't want to give away your entire presentation.
No, it's great. Okay. I love it. Train the puppies is this idea of that I relate young, energetic leadership to having a new puppy. For anybody that's had an old dog pass or anything, and they get a new puppy in their lives, it's usually like a shock to the system.
Yeah.
Do you remember those ice bucket challenges where you like lift up? It kind of feels that way when you're at a puppy, because they eat things and they run around and pee on the whatever. And that's kind of what a young leader can do. They take focus. They take training. You have to be able to say, young leader, sit down. This is what we need to do. This is how we map it out. And that's what it takes. And if you're lucky, that young leader will become this well-nurtured man or dog of the future, And so many times institutions will be shocked and say, oh, I wasn't expecting this young, fresh. I'm like, that's what you wanted, right? And so now embrace it. Instead of being like, get the puppy to chill out, like train the puppy.
Exactly. That's all about succession planning, is what I think the underlying theme there was.
Mm-hmm. And leadership development. Yep. And people like me with bounds of energy, I'm in it. Train me. Train the puppy.
All right.
Otherwise, I'll pee everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. That's a message we're going to end on right there. Brandy, always a pleasure, always fun, always an adventure. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You. Appreciate it.